TIW monitoring.
AC2HX, that's portable.
This is AC6IW.
Yeah, Kilowatt Bravo 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, portable, Greer, or GER.
KBTU, and I missed the rest. My call is Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey. I'm mobile on Pelham, probably not that far from you. We're out hunting gasoline.
Ooh, yeah, that's going to be a tough one today. Name is Dave, I'm up in Greer. I'm getting ready to fire up my generator. I shut my generator off last night for the very same reason. I don't want to run out of gas.
At the Sphinx at 85 and 14, but as soon as they dropped off the tanker, or the tanker left, the line started picking up. So I got two loads of gas, but I need a bigger gas tank. I only have a 2.5 gallon one, and my generator holds 6 gallons.
I have, I had 15 gallons of gas, one I gave to my partner for his generator, and I've got almost 10, my generator holds like, I think, 6 or 8 gallons, so it's full, and I'm going to be running it sparingly today. Run it for a couple hours, shut it down, run it for a few hours, shut it down. Hopefully we get some power back today.
Open two. I need to go buy another extension cord because I had a 100-foot 12-gauge one, and I thought it was working, and I replaced the one of the ends on it, and the GFI keeps tripping, like, literally every 15 minutes on the refrigerator that's hooked to it, and it's a 6,500-watt generator, so I think it's something wrong with the extension cable, so I'm going to try another one if I can find one.
Try and go heavier than 12-gauge. Try and go 10 if you can find it. It's probably tripping it because it's... When the refrigerator compressor is kicking on, you might be kicking the GFI out.
I was looking at Home Depot. They're so much more expensive than when I bought it. I think the lowest I could find was like $100 for a 100-foot 12-gauge, but I don't even know if I saw 10, but I'm going to look. That's a good idea. I'll look for 10.
So the big contractor cords, they're real heavy duty. Well, heck, my generator, I wired up into my main panel in my house, and I shut off all my 220 breakers so I can run all the 110 stuff, lights and refrigerator, and get my radio room back up and running here shortly.
What this has taught me is that I need to improve my battery backup and stuff like that for my radios at home. I can't use that. I just moved this radio into my car, so I'll have something.
Yeah, we moved up from Florida 4.5 years ago, so that should tell you something. We moved our generator up and everything, so we got, we're fairly well prepared. KB2HX has portable. All right, I'm going to go back in and finish my coffee, and then let me get my station fired up. Good luck finding gas. Be careful out there. Watch those traffic lights that they're down. They're supposed to be four-way stops, but the lights ain't working, so just be mindful of that.
Nice talking with you. Thanks for coming back to me. AC6IW.
AC6IW, KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Catch you later.
Kilo Bravo Golf, K4KBG. Just heard the tail end of a conversation, someone looking for gas. Not sure where you're at, but there is gas in Simpsonville, right on 385, both the QT and the Hickory Point, or 7-Eleven, both of those, Harrison Bridge Road, 385, Simpsonville, with power, and at the Walmart. So right along 385 in Simpsonville, they've got power back, and all three of the stations are up and running.
This is AC6IW.